Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Last few weeks in here, it's been uneven. The Bills lost a couple games. They beat Carolina 40-9, and we seem to be talking more about their problems.
We were mad. Still mad.
Then they beat Kansas City, and we're mad again because they didn't trade for somebody.
Yeah.
It's 5 weeks now. The two losses, the bye week, and then these two wins. We're really, really struggling with our emotions.
Yeah. Well,
about them. Is this not another game where they could win by double digits, and we're still asking each other what's wrong with them?
Sure.
Yeah, because they won the Carolina game by 31 points, and their passing offense looked atrocious in that game. I mean, it did. They didn't need it, but when they, you know, before the game got completely away from Carolina, and they were trying to, you know, use the forward pass to advance their position, it did not go well. And there was a lot of Josh just sort of running around like, and that has been a pretty common theme. It really was not the case against Kansas City. They did a great job at a great plan and had some very on-time throws down the field, mostly to tight ends. But you could get a game here where, you know, James Cook rushes for his 118 yards by early in the third quarter. The Bills are comfortably ahead, and Ray Davis comes in, and they just kind of cruise, and the passing game doesn't do much. Like, that's kind of really even kind of who they want to be, I think. Although, I mean, they did throw for 273 yards last week, which is, you know,
Suddenly that sounds like a lot.
And it's kind of a lot. I mean, it's not a 300-yard game, but obviously it's close. So they did, but it was only on 26 attempts. You know, they ran it way more than they threw it, and they are still the team that is leading that, you know, leading the way in that department in the NFL, being just about 50-50 run pass. Whereas like the league average, I think, is 60-40, something like that, which is where the Bills were when they arrived on the scene as a team to be taken seriously as a, you know, a Super Bowl contender. That's they lived in that. They, you know, all the different metrics that are out there, the Bills were darlings in all that, right? Neutral pass rate and all, first, you know, all the stuff.
Pace.
Right. And that has dissipated, and they still have, I mean, their overall offensive metrics are excellent. Like, I'm not going to quote you specifics, right? But all week, there's just different accounts that I either follow or accounts that I do follow retweet stuff into my timeline, and it's charts on, you know, it's EPA or whatever it is, and the Bills are mostly, it, you know, way out in the spot you want to be, you know, for the most part. Not all of it. There are some things that, you know, kind of make you scratch your head a little bit. Like, why aren't they better at that? Like Allen versus the Blitz, for example, this year is a weird one. That is not going well this year. Normally, the best quarterbacks, and that includes Allen throughout his career, like you're gonna bring it. I'm gonna wreck you, and that hasn't been happening with regularity. They're not terrible at it. He's just not, you know, way out on the one side where you look at the chart and go, oh God, they're excellent at that too. So that's a little bit of a weird one to me, and maybe it's just I don't know exactly what it is. It's just weird, but they still are one of the best offenses in football. Even though it makes me question whether we as consumers are doing it right. You know, because their results are, not to turn into Brandon Bean here, right, and 30 points a game and all that, because I like poking at that from last year because of all the turnover good fortune they had. Really, and I say turnovers, not takeaways. I think it's harder to hang on to the ball regularly than it is to, say, maybe emphasize taking it away. Like, the Bills have been good at that. But even that's down a little this year, too. But they get results. And we mostly are in the business of, I think, saying we don't like how they're getting the results, but the results are really all that matter, and the results are still good to excellent. Even, I mean, they're productive, they're good is what they are.
That's what is really, I don't want to say depressing about all this discussion every day about what they're not. That might be the word, though. Like, how are we going to know if we were right when they get to the playoffs? And I mean, you're somebody who talks about their endings in terms of what they aren't on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Allen's career in the playoffs, it's amazing. Like, it's just kind of weird to think of it that way. Well, I don't want to say that you shouldn't think of it that way, but it's hard to kind of grasp that, how that could be right. I mean, I understand it. I don't really see it the same way. But how are we going to decide if all this bellyaching about their lack of talent at wide receiver was justified? If they get to the AFC Championship and lose 32-29 again, then we were right. If they win the Super Bowl 13-10, were we still right? If they lose in the first round 51-48, were we still right? Like, how, not that everybody's on the same page exactly with this,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like one of these where I've always felt this way about this. It's interesting to talk about. I think it's been completely beaten to death, but it was just the trade deadline and they didn't make a move and they seem to want to. If we're going to complain, I am more like Bean, I guess. We're going to complain about what they aren't on offense, and they're going to win and win and win. And 30 points a game, right? What are they this year? 29.6, something like that? 30 points a game. What can you say? Maybe they'll lose a high-scoring playoff game and we'll capitulate, or maybe they'll win a low-scoring Super Bowl and we'll still grind at this. I don't know. I just know that we're not getting anywhere until then. I mean, the season is half over. We started the season with, I don't know, hopefully Keon Coleman takes a leap. I don't know. And now it's half over, and they haven't touched it, and they're 6-2.
And he hasn't taken a leap.
And he hasn't taken a leap. And we're still, like, now we're more wound up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And in part, I don't know. Everyone's different. Everyone has their different, you know, places they stand. Maybe, you know, it doesn't. It would help if you could forget where you were standing. And, you know, because I think a lot of people that are really good at this, like really good at this as far as, like, you know, national, whatever, big, you know, they draw an audience. They don't think about where they were standing last week. They just make a different point in the new
right,
week
right.
And just ignore.
Let's try that.
Just pretend like, you know, no one's going to remember. And, you know, maybe you don't. I mean, you're here listening. You know, maybe I should try that someday, but I don't know. I'm 30 years in. I don't see it changing at this point. I've been doing it, trying to do it honestly my whole life, and I don't think I would have the conscience to be able to do it any other way. But, you know, I'm frustrated because I bought the Keon Coleman stuff in the summer. right? I don't think that that means I'm madder about their receiver room than you are or Jeremy is or anybody else is. It's not to even accuse anyone of being mad about it, actually. But it probably comes out in some way. Because I feel like I got fooled. He's more talking with Sal, intentional in his route running, and there's just going to be this step that happens. And I don't know, man. I think a big part of the trade deadline was trying to find someone to basically replace him. I think that's, and we talked it through yesterday a lot. I feel like it's been a layered conversation. I think part of the reason Beam sounded as frustrated, if not flat out angry, about not being able to get a deal done is because he knows he's dug in on I've got the guys, and here was an opportunity for him to do something about that because it's looking less and less like they do have the guys to have a passing game that runs really effectively and efficiently. But again, like everything I just said, circle back to where we started. There's 30 points a game. Like, what are we doing? You know, it does really come down to, will you have enough when it matters? And then we'll decide, right, depending on how it looks. Like, do you get the one more play that I needed against Kansas City last year? Does somebody other than Amari Cooper have that second-to-last play, and he eludes the grasp of the defender and picks up 20 yards, and I'm in field goal range? I'm playing to just bleed the clock and win the game in regulation? Or do I get, you know, a tunnel screen that gets blown up, and I'm stuck? Then we'll rule on whether or not they had enough.
Well, is the term zero-sum game here? Like, if Joey Bosa makes that play and not Elijah Moore, are we okay? Like, if instead, that was a back-and-forth, high-scoring game, Kansas City wins it late, if Bosa makes the play and you win, you kneel it out, you win anyway, nobody's going to be mad. I mean, that's
right.
What they... Part of the equation when it comes to what they aren't at receiver is what they are at other positions. That's more the draft capital maybe than free agency, but still, no matter who you want to use for this, if Deion Walker or somebody like is the mm-hmm. is the hero, if you will, then I guess that was a good pick instead of drafting whatever receiver you wanted in that round, say. So that, it can go that way too. You're back to... No winning score will annoy you.
No, right.
Like to see Josh Allen for the first time in his career win a game in overtime.
Why do you
get that off his back? People are always hounding him about that, aren't they? Isn't it everywhere he goes? Where does he go, by the way? Where is it that he goes?
Where does he go? I don't know.
When are you going to win a game in overtime, like the real ones?
I don't know. I just would love – how – why does that pop into the – I just have no idea. All these years, like how does that come – why?
Me?
Yeah, you. Like what are you – I just have no idea.
They've never won a game in overtime
with Allen. Would just never be something that I would be thinking about.
I think it's 0-5.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
I have no idea.
Their last Peterman started their last overtime win.
I don't know how many there have been.
Nathan Peterman started their last overtime win. The snow game against the Colts.
It's been a while.
2017. It's about time. This game goes to overtime. All right. Let's check that box. You take it. You think any win.
Are you suggesting that they play for overtime so that they learn how to do it?
Yes, I am.
Is that what's happening here?
I would bleed the clock from the beginning. Try to get it 10-10, something like that. Well, that's what I am suggesting. Like last night's game.
We are not going to make it to January.
Last night's game should have gone to overtime.
It's not going to.
And we would have hated it because it was terrible.
Yeah.
But the Raiders missed their field goal, or else that game is 10-10.
I was so... The part you would like... I'm not even going to look it up. It was a bunch of four receptions for this guy, three receptions for that guy, 40 yards for this guy, 220 yards for Bo Nix. Like, long, the odds were all really, really short on a bunch of that stuff.
You mean props?
Props.
Okay.
But I put a bunch of them together and then picked a few touchdowns. Harvey and your guy, the Raider guy.
Tucker.
And the tight end, Troutman, who we suggested on the show. And, not even close.
No.
And
not a single thing.
It's, 10-7, and the Raiders are punting again. And the Denver's going to get the ball back. I'm just like, you know what? I'm done. I've got Denver in the picks for whatever that's worth. It's at least something that I thought about. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way they are going to drive down to a touchdown to give me a cover. This is not going to happen. Field goal doesn't do me any good. As I'm turning it off, I'm tired to begin with. I'm turning it off. My thought is, they're just going to drive 40 yards and eat the clock, and then the game's going to be over. It's going to end 10-7. I'm turning this off.
That's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. But everything was so dead. just
that would have been one close. Where if you were like with Denver -9 and you're watching their last possession, I think you're saying to yourself, even if Dobbins or somebody breaks one, he's going
down
to the one.
Right.
He's not going to score.
He's not going to go in.
Yeah.
I just had no faith at all. It was a brutal.
Well, we exaggerate how bad a game can be to watch. I mean, we've had many Bills games, not so many recently, that were just like, oh, it was so terrible. How terrible is it ever? But watching Geno Smith all night, I didn't watch most of the first half. When I watched this game, everything was he had no time to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets hurt. And he's limping off. Like, they went to commercial. He comes back, and he can barely walk. They put that giant wrap on him, like the quad injury. And he's just not able to. And here he comes.
Right.
And, like, if it was wrong to consider watching this game painful, now it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the quarterback can't move. And Pickett goes in. He must be so bad that they wouldn't turn to him there. First round pick, kind of young. He must be so bad that they could not give him that game 10-7 all night.
Right. The thing you need your quarterback mostly to be able to do is move, because you can't block these guys. I mean, a lot of teams have trouble blocking Denver. They're elite up front. And so the whole thing was just.
They should have let him play in that wrap.
So bad.
They don't let you do that? Like, his leg was so heavily wrapped.
Yeah.
Let him just do that.
Yeah.
Make him easier to tackle, maybe.
That was a brutal watch. Finally, we got one of those games. I mean, Thursdays have had a bad rap. I've said it for years. I hate the Thursday games for the players. I just don't think there's a lot I don't like about it. But the games this year have largely been, pretty entertaining. Good, fun, high scoring, whatever. If you've got fantasy interest, it's great. Man, last night set that back. Last night was a classic Jacksonville, Tennessee in a downpour.
The uniforms were so good.
The game
The silver numbers.
The game did not deserve those uniforms.
The game did not deserve those uniforms.
Did not at all.
Did not deserve the clothes. I got all dressed up to go to this restaurant, and the food was cold. The game did not deserve the clothes.
There's no way a game that looked that good aesthetically should have been that bad.
Right.
It just was awful. And, to me, the bigger mystery, the Raiders are bad, right? But suddenly Denver can't block them either? Like, what? Every time I looked at that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That game, Knicks was running to his right and throwing the ball over his bench. It was just like, what is this offense? What is this?
It's called 8-2.
It was so bad.
Denver is a little thing called 8-2.
Incredible.
Yeah, they didn't scare you, did they, last night?
No.
Defensively, they're a problem.
Sure they are. Yeah, and they don't even have, maybe Sertan is their best guy, and he's not there right now.
Right.
But man, that Benito up front is just, holy cow. I mean, there's a few times there where he's, you know, there was one play I know I saw where basically nobody blocked him. I don't know if a tight end would support or a running back or something. He just free range. Just go ahead, go get him. I mean, that helps, but man, he's just killing it, that guy.
Man, the Raiders, Pete Carroll, Geno, Chip Kelly, with Genty, 6th overall pick, running back, brilliant. Can't block for him at all. The Raiders are still the Raiders, even with the silver numbers. Wasn't enough.
Nope.
But they covered.
Yeah, they did.
It wasn't easy. They really put you through it if you had the 9 because they could not get first downs, but you got away with it. Here's Billy with us. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. So I kind of wanted to talk about what you said earlier about the offense being ranked at the top of the league. I mean, you could see it if you're really paying attention, but, you know, a majority of our fan base really doesn't agree with it, watching it on the field. I really think that this offense is built for a deep playoff run, with the tight end and the running back play being super integrated into the offense and a focal point. And it really feels eerily similar to the 90s Bills. We're just missing that wide receiver. And I just kind of wanted to see what you guys thought for it.
Well, I can't say I've ever thought of the Kelly Bills when I watched this team this year, because that team was fast-paced and ran you over. And this team is slow and still successful, but I don't think I ever would have thought about this that way. Yeah. You?
No, yeah. I it's not something that ever really springs to mind. But, you know, the tagline on the end there is the elite receiver. But, yeah, no, they don't.
That's kind of the whole thing.
That is
That's
it.
That's what we're talking about every day.
Will it bite them? I think the one facet of the deadline that I think will, and maybe it's why it continues to be a subject for fans, is that if you believe that they were earnestly trying to make a move there, what does that tell us about them? What does that tell us about what they think of themselves? Like if they were trying to make a move after all the hubbub that Brandon Beane created by being the way he was on the day after the draft, if he was shopping for a receiver and then upset that he couldn't pull off a deal, you know, if you're one to take, sometimes even take your cues from the team, maybe you should be worried. They thought they needed a guy. They're trying to tell you they don't need a guy. Some fans will tell you they don't need a guy. Maybe they thought they needed a guy and they didn't manage to catch one. And okay, so what now? You know.
Well, there isn't one happening now. That's right. What this week is. There's no. Maybe that'll still happen.
Right.
Maybe you can get Chris Olave. Maybe you can get this guy, that guy. Not anymore. Brian Thomas Jr., for what it's worth, one name in this conversation, is injured. Maybe that was a factor in what ended up not happening there. But he's already been ruled out for this week. It's high ankle. It happened last week. And that would tend to be an injury that lasts. So if Jacksonville wanted to do something with him, it might have been harder for them to do it because you don't get the player for a little while here, maybe. 803-0550. Thank you, Billy. Lines are open. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.